The Gemara Zok and Shab and Psochim. What is the shal if you do Kiddush in Shul, you do Kiddush in the house? The Gemara finishes the as the Shmuel etayme. The Omar Shmuel and Kiddush Elo b'mokim Seuda. As a halacha, you have to have Kiddush b'mokim Seuda. And Kiddush Elo b'mokim Seuda. Zok the Gemara Sovel min Ayanem Mile mi Bais le Bais. You're not allowed to do Kiddush in one house and to eat in the other house. Aval mimokim lemokim b'chad beise, from one place to the other place in the same house, lo, you're allowed to do Kiddush in one place and then to go to the other place. Omar l'ravanon batachlifte zimnim sagoya v'kamin b'kamei de Shmuel. A lot of times we were by Shmuel. And he was in the same house. V'nochis me'igre le'are v'hodor me'kaddish. He made Kiddush upstairs. And for different reasons, he had to move away from upstairs. And he made Kiddush again. So we see that even in the same house, if you change a room, you have to do Kiddush. It's very negalimaisa. So not everyone has washing their hands in the same room, right? So in one sense, if you change a room, you have to wash Kiddush. What everyone does doesn't mean that it's beseder. Yeah, machlos klal. Yeah, we're going to learn that the choshev people don't do what everyone does. Yeah, shaila what to do if you can't afford to have a sink inside the living room, the front room. So this we'll try. This is one of the things we'll try to get to see how to fix klal yisrael in this chaylik. There's a lot of mechsholes. But again, I want to build this a pol chidush that I think. Yeah, we'll learn the sugya from the sugya with halacha lemaisa, and we'll see things. Dvorim Bruri Moid. Again, Yakudish Boch, you get the Teir Messinai. So the Gemara says, Shmuel holds, Ein Kiddush Elo B'mokim Suda. The Gemara is Sovul Minei, Hanem Mile Mibayis Levayis, Aval Bechad Beis, Mimokim Lemokim, is no problem. The Gemara says, no. Shmuel made Kiddush in the house, on the roof, and he came down to the house, it was the same house, and Afilu Ochi made Kiddush again. It's Ein Gemara. But Ravuna Sovul, Ein Kiddush Elo B'mokim Suda. The candle went off and he went to a different room and again he made Kiddush. So Shmuel holds in Kiddush El Mokim Suda and Rabbi holds. The Gemara says, no chazach, v'af Rabbi Sobar in Kiddush Mokim Suda. The Omar Abaye, ki avinem b'ma'ar, when we learn by Abaye in the yeshiva, ki havem mekadesh, when he made Kiddush, Omarlon, he told us, Ta'umu mide, taste epes. Why? Dilma de azultulush pazaychu. Maybe when you come to the place where you're sleeping, already the candles will go off and they already will not do Kiddush. And b'mele, you will not be yoitza because by here you didn't yoitza Kiddush because you never taste. So Abaye would do, Rabbi would do Kiddush, they would sit there to just hear the divrateire. But Rabbi told them, eat epes. Because if you don't eat epes, when you come back home, if you came after Kiddush to the place that you were coming, so you will not have a Kiddush Mokim Suda. And here Taisa says that he told him to eat bread. Because if you eat cake, it's not called Kiddush Mokim Suda. So we'll get back to the second. This is the reason, no, a lot of people don't do Kiddush by day and Mezainis. Yeah? We'll see if it's a heta bichlal to do. But these are the two sugyas of Be'etzem I want to go do. The sugyas. We'll start with the first chalik. The first chalik, the Gemara says, is Aloch of Kiddush b'mokim Suda. We're learning from Karoso la Shabbos Oineg, b'mokim Kriya Shomi Oineg, b'mokim Oineg Shomi Kriya. You have to have Kiddush b'mokim de Suda. Ain't Aloch. The second Aloch is that if you go from one place to the other place, it's not called Kiddush b'mokim Suda. And then we have the Gemara that Rabbi gave them a Eitze. That don't, before you leave, eat epes. Taisa says, eat bread. We'll get back. Because if not, it's not called Kiddush Mokim Suda. So we'll start from the first halacha. First halacha, Be'etzem, the tool brings down. It's about the Mesakim, the Shittas. The Shulchan Aruch and the tool in Simon Reisha and Gimel. Omar Shmuel, Ein Kiddush Elo B'Mokim Suda. Kaim Elon Kavosei, Halacha, Ein Kiddush Elo B'Mokim Suda. Kosav Rabbeinu Nisim, Dafko Shelo Yodaitu Mitchila Lechol B'Mokim Acher. that he didn't have a das to go to eat in a different place. Aval im kiddush kan al das lechol b'mokim acher shapir domi. Shitas teran, if you have a das to eat somewhere else, it's okay. Umeforshim ateisves. The hodem mehan itnai leilech lemokim acher hanem mile shishteh mekoynes bebayis echot on the one roof. Kigoyin mecheder lecheder. To eat, to make kiddush in one house, and to have a das to eat in the other house, no. Only mecheder lecheder. In the same building, two apartments, if it's called mecheder lecheder, mebayis lebayis, the building is under one roof, but it's owned by two different people. But das doesn't help. Das helps only if it's in the same house, from room to room. This is the first shita. Again, even at Azay Shteit, that Rabbi Nissim holds that it helps, Zog de Bis Yosef, or Lan of Rishonim holds that it doesn't help. In the Gemara we saw, Shmuel said, Kiddush Mimokim Suuda, and the Gemara by us didn't say a chiluk, Mimokim Lemokim, or not Mimokim. Our Gemara never said a chiluk if you have a das or not. So we're Mesakim de Aloche. If you have a das to eat somewhere else, in the same house, the two paskins and the Shulchan Aruch that it helps, or there is a second shita that it doesn't help, and it's roi to be choishes to the second shita. Mal, we see a second how the Shulchan Aruch says it. This is halacha number one. It's very important for all the protein that are going to get to us. Mal. The second halacha, what you have to have das to go to eat in a different room, and if you didn't have a das, you cannot change a room. Hanem mile mecheder lecheder, aval ba'oisay cheder mipino lepino, from one side of the room to the other room, lo yishayach shinu mokoyim, afilu im kiddush al das lechol bepino zu, veholach lepino acheres, he doesn't have his yoitz. Dainu, he heard kiddush in one place, al das to stay here, and he went to the other place in the same room. It's good. So again, two halachas in the same room, even without das. If you change, it's okay. From room to room, if you had a das, it helps. If not, you're not yoytze kiddush. We said even that, to change from room to room is only b'diavad. Zog de Mogen Avraham, again, I'm not going to the protein, I'm going to the point. It's only b'diavad. Lekatchile, you're not allowed to change, mipino lepino. You're not allowed to change mipino lepino. Why? Because it's a din shinui mokoyim, you're not allowed to change. Look, the Shmir HaShabbos Kirchos. So what is mipino lepino? He has a tzad. Even Dalet Amos is called mipino lepino.
Even with das.
Ba. And for sure, here's the big shaila that some bochim and kiddush they stand near the mekadesh and yeshiva, and then mishana mipino lepino. We'll see about if it's okay or not. You think the frum they come close to get the grape juice? Yeah. And could be the nadiyot to kiddush bichlal. We'll see about the Shmir HaShabbos from Shlomo Zalman. But I want these aloches. It's not such hard aloches. Just they're not known. If you have good sugya, it's a light sugya, it's a couple of yesodos in the Rishonim, and then all the halachas mamish fit like a puzzle. So let me get nochabot. So the first halacha is micheder lecheder without a das nahainu. You make kiddush in this room, and we go upstairs to the hall. If we didn't have a das, we're not yet to kiddush. It's kiddush shalom mokim suda. We can't eat upstairs. We could start the suda here after you start. But if we don't start the suda here, it's a kiddush shalom mokim. Mipino lepino, even if you didn't have a das, it's okay, but the evidence, it's okay. But leketchil, it's not okay. If you had a das, the Mogen Avraham says that it's not okay, the Mishnah Berurah says, B'daf Nishchoy Shazai. Why? The Mishnah Berurah says, if you have a das, so even Michal Lechedor, some shit is told that it helps. So b'meila, it's okay. But I'll get back to the psak. The third halacha is, im kiddush lechol b'mokim echot, Rav Sar Sholem, Kosav, kol zman sheroya mekoymoy, mutar afilu mibayis lechotza. If you see the place, you're allowed to change even mibayis lebayis. So three halachas we have in two. You have to eat kiddush b'mokim suda. If it's not kiddush b'mokim suda, you're not yoitze. A das helps me from room to room. Without a das, you're not yoitze. Be'oitze cheder, without a das, ikar adin b'diavad, it's okay. Kivegis hazim l'katchilet, the Mogen Avrom says, in the same room, you can't change the katchilet from side to side. If you roya mekoymoy, you could change. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, it's only b'diavad. If roya mekoymoy helps. We'll get to the psak lemaise. So lemaise, b'roya mekoymoy, even if you change from one house to the other, b'diavad, we choishesh, and we don't make another bracha. We don't make another kiddush, because b'diavad, we say mechan the shittes of Sar Sholem, kol sheroya mekoymoy. Lekatchila, we're not say mechan it. Mechadar lechadar. If you have a das, it's okay. Abaval, a lot of rishonim acholik in it. We're not so much to do it like a tchile. It's only with the yevet mechadar lechadar. Mipino lepino. The Shulchan Aruch says that even like a tchile you could move from one side to the other. The Magen Avraham says you cannot. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, but if you had a das, mipino lepino. Or the poskim say more from that. If it's mipino lepino and you roya mekoymoy, so it's also a tziruf of two shittas. So also the world wants to be making. The Buddha doesn't say it klo. So this chalik, the first chalik is leicht. The first chalik is leicht. Zog dish mir Shabbos ki ilchosa. So what happens in all the yeshivas that the bochrim come and they want to stand near the mekadesh b'shas kiddush, and then they go to the other places. He says he never found out what is the shiur of mekoymoy, but he brings down shechonol harav that is done in Amos. So lechure, at the bin nish ois gehalten for a bocher to stand near the mekadesh, then to go back to his place. Nazok b'shmir Shabbos kil chosla. While the bocherim have a das to go back to the place. So b'meile the mishnuch eilech anami, if you fafrum shebafrum to machmir Magen Avraham. But the Mishnah Berurah says she ain't tzorich lachshoy shkeivon sheyesh lo das. While he has a das. And it's in the same room, especially by us, we see it, mimokim lemokim. But man, the Mishnah Berurah says, midaf nishmach mazay. So this is the halacha that pashut. Now, klaret shmir Shabbos ki ilchosa, what happens bochrim that don't have a seat yet? If you have to have a das to go to the other place, he doesn't know where he's going to. He's going to fish a place later. It's also good or not? He said that he spoke to Rav Shlomo Zalman, and he said it's also called that he has a das. What? No, he has to go das. Stam go. He has a das close to go all over the world. All different sides.
What's he
wearing? He said that. Shalom is a you. What? We got. This is. We'll get to that. He's asking about Shalom when it's a turn. Yeah. Most boys can hold that if you sat in some of the angles, you could see them. I'll go to it in a second. It's very gap. It's a big problem in Yeshiva. I want to get it at Mesuda. Nah. Shalom is noch the leichte chelik shaboy. But Zalman says like this. But this is klo. A lot of time a bocher decides to sit down in kiddush, and he make kiddush. And when he goes to wash, he finds that the was sitting on the other side. Lama zogim, yeah. So I thought, he's sitting here. Come to sit near us. No. He has to go back to his place, wash, and then he can switch to the oil on there. This is the halacha was the gal lemaisa. And the shiva is not a time also. You come, you have a place. When you're going to wash, you really find better places, better areas, yeah? Again, you have to wash, eat be mekoimoy, get be the yevet, be kenish machem mechoyet to the bochim that don't do it, because be the yevet, you yoitze. Well, I said, but lemaisa, Shem Zahman says not to be semech, only with us. Only with das.
With das you could.
With das you could. I said, only if you machmir from the Magen Avraham. This chalik is pashut. Now, here the problem starts. There's another Mishnah Berurah. That's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch kilu skipped that halacha out. What happens? We know that Kiddush has to be Mokim Suda. Said, I do Kiddush in the dining room. I walk out the building and I come back. I'm allowed to eat the Suda Shabbos now, or I missed my Kiddush. Was Kiddush Shalom Mokim Suda? I left my place. That's good or it's not good?
Zog the Mishnah Brura, he found the Mishkan is Yanke, that's not good. The Mishnah Brura goes back and forth, it's good, it's not good. The Stiras says, B'dievet, if he came back, so he doesn't have to make another Kiddush, but it's not Roy to do it, because there's a lot of shittas that you lost the Kiddush Mokim Suda. He says more from that. Another condition, he says, that the halacha is you have to do Kiddush Miyad. If you don't do Kiddush Miyad, I'm sorry, after Kiddush you have to eat Miyad. If you don't eat Miyad, it's also not Kiddush Mokim Suda. Again, it's a shadow, what is Miyad? 5 minutes, 2 minutes, different shittas. If you plan to eat Miyad, it just doesn't work out. Till the Olam Kav, it's B'dieved, it's okay. So, but if you went out and it's not Miyad, then Avada, you lost your Kiddush. So again, like, again, some shit is old. If you, you leave your place, you lose your Kiddush. The Mishnah Brura says, B'dieved, you don't lose the not to do it. B'dieved, you don't lose your Kiddush. Only if you went for a long time. So the Mishnah Brura, don't think I'm doing Tzirufi. Because I hold B'etzem, maybe not to lose. There's a lot of poets can hold that if you left, you lost your Kiddush. I have to miyashiv that they spoke in the case that was a hefsek.
How long was
a hefsek? It's a shayla how much is a hefsek, no one knows exactly. But b'meila not to do it. Now I want to start the problems at lat, till we get to the issue. Zog the Mishnah Brura, but if a person went l'moshel, he had to go to the bathroom, so then he didn't lose his Kiddush. So again, three halachas before we start the Masada. We know that you're not allowed to leave to another place. Now we're going to a person, he made Kiddush in the dining room, he just goes out and comes back. Mishabu says, l'katchile, not allowed to be done. But the event, if it was not a big hefsek, said, ba'oisim mokim, if it's a hefsek, no. But if you left the place as a hefsek, you lost it. But, so Mishabu, if you went out, l'moshel, for the bathroom, for tzolchi suda, then it's not called a hefsek, and immediately you could come back. After we know these three halachas, I want to start halacha lemaisa. So b'meile, we are kodesh dika people, right? We want the mekayim mitzvah ki ilchosam. So b'etzem we have a problem in every house. We do kiddush in a normal apartment, and we don't have where to wash our hands. So we go to a different room. It's a hefsek. Avada mekayish machan mechoyer, because the mishabur says b'diavad if you came back it's okay. Okay, some people wait a long time, so takanish b'seida. Tzorchisuda. Zog the Welt, is Masha Mishabure, Tzorchisuda is b'seida. I'm not the Katkhila to do it. Not the Katkhila to do it. But I want what I want slowly. Tzorchisuda. I saw sometimes in my house, it's Bachrim, they wash their hands. I can't see because I'll tell you why. I don't go out of the room. Yeah, it's an Eitzer. But the Biskarov did it. No one knew that Biskarov was doing it. But it's a patent for the Biskarov. But I hear it from my mishpacha. So what the bachim do? They tour the house. You know, as long as like 20 bachim normally in a suda. So till they finish the wash, the other bachim, you know, they check the matzv. Now the other rooms that they go, it's not tzolchi suda. One goes to this room, one goes to this room. It's not tzolchi suda. It's tzolchi suda. It's not tzolchi suda. On a marshal, a bacher comes here and does Kiddush. Then, remember, there's a friend that is going somewhere, he forgot to tell him something. So, to the one washing, he just runs out outside of the dining room. He tells his friend a message. Lost Kiddush. He left the room. So, maybe he doesn't lose it by the event. So, again, it's not always gehalt. Even to go to wash your hands, some people die. But to go to a different room is for sure nisho is gehalt. Now we go to the bigger problem. Some people eat in the main dining room. You know, it's the main dining room of the mirror. The main dining room of the mirror, the place you wash your hands, is outside. Mibayis lechotza. What? Also inside. My days was outside. I was not the same. Then it's even worse. Inside also, he says. And the same thing is called inside. In Beis Shalom, is two places to wash your hands. Inside and outside. I don't know if it's called Tzolchi Suda to go outside when there's a sink inside. Tzolchi Suda is washing here.
If you wash outside, it's
nasty. What?
If you
okay.
Wash inside, if you wash inside,
it's nasty. You have a bigger line. I don't know. I don't actually stop it. One sec. Let me do my mask. It's paper. Yeah? I'm out. So I want to decide on the dvar. I'm going to explain it. People don't think, oh, wasn't Nafka Mila Hefsek B'Kiddush? So I want to be masbir. Like this, we'll start in a normal house and then we'll go to the Pratik. In a normal house, Be'etzem, so the Shaila is how, again, for sure a person has to know in between Kiddush is no heter to go around the house. Avada, the only passage that you're allowed to go is in between. And I'm saying in a normal house, you come home in America, people have big houses, yeah? So the Baal, everyone is washing, he's organizing his bed that his mother will not be on and they never organize his bed. It's in the Shetter. People go around. I saw it in Chutzal. There's a lot of places to go around. He wants to find something to read, a book to put it inside, the Bible. There's different things to do. Not only that, the place in clear to take off your jackets if it's called Tzorchei Suda. Not that the Olam go to put the hang up the jackets. Tzorchei Suda, not to have the jacket. I saw different places he wanted to say that. I don't know. I'm saying. You have to know what it's called Tzorchei Suda also. Tzorchei Suda? You don't want to get dirty, Tzorchei Suda. I'm saying, but that isn't. So I'm saying like this. But again, the problem is, okay, so long as I'm ready, you're not going around the house, only to the kitchen, to wash, and to come back. Say that. But the shalif to do it like a tchile or not. So some people say, Tzorchei Suda, it's mechedo lechedo, that we have shittas that b'dieved mechedo lechedo is not so bad. And it's called daiter lehochi. This is his plan to go to wash his hands. We said daiter the Mishnah, but the heaven is not American. So we have two kulas here. One that he came back, that the Mishnah Bura has a tzad, machlekes, but the heaven is American or not. He did it at Tzorchei Suda, and he has a das. So the main head helps. Because even Michadal Lechadal, if you want to eat in the other room, if you have a das, it will help. So Kalvuchayim, if you have a das to go back and forth, it will help. This is what the Velt time is. Now, the fiddest heter of the Velt, the churet will only help. So this is the reason Klal Yisrael did it. There was Samech, Das, Michadal, Lechadar. We said, like every time we have Tzirufim, we said, Das, Michadal, Lechadar, Smachlegis. We have Tzirufim, it helps. The Tzirufim is that the Mishnah Berurah has a tzad that Chazor is not a problem. And the Tzorchei Suda. Oh, but this is good Michadal, Lechadar. Oh, but when you go outside in the May to wash, and you go out. So they have a little roof there that maybe is attached. But if you go around in the Chotzer HaShtikl, then already it's a different child. Then already Das doesn't help me Chotzer Lebayis, Mibayis Lebayis, Mibayis Lechotzer. Now, if you Roya Mekoymo, it could be it's good. I don't know, dear the Matzah, if Roya Mekoymo, some of the windows, the doors, I never can, when you around the door, it's a shine if it's called Roya Mekoymo or not. But for sure, a person has to know. I'm saying it here, you know, as people, you know, when that are not in the Torah, they go to camps, yeah? So the motion of the camps, a lot of the kitchens are not made properly. They have like the kitchen and it's outside somewhere to wash. Chasna halls, all different places that you really have to leave, especially in the camp up in the summer, that the places they have like a hole, but there's your dying place, it's not. They have a bucket, that's how, you know, you take out the water and you wash. So again, they put it in a different place. It's chutz l'shalav on Zereya and Shabbos. But you have to know that sometimes you're leaving the place. And then it's a shalav if you're allowed to leave the place. If you're allowed to leave the place. Again, das b'dieved will help. But you have to know. So I heard from my father-in-law, Avraham Govitz. It's Rabbi Yosef Slutsk said it b'shem Chaim Valosh, you know. He himself saw Rebel Soloveitchik is makbid on it. His kids taken every chap that because of that he's makbid of that. But this what he saw himself and the ma'ase of the mishpoch and then was masking that was akpode. That the eitzah is to be eitzah again. The lekatchila legabi washing the hands in a different room. That not everyone will leave the dining room to the kitchen. It's an idol. I sit. The oilam go to wash. When they start to come in, then I go up. What is the ma'ale? We know that even in Behilchis Broches, that if Yotzo Mimekoyme, you lose the broche, Iniach Mikzas Chaveirim, it's not called the Hefsek. And if you see the Sugyas, it's mashma that we medame the halachas of seuda, it's not the mokum now to be marich, but all of these halachas of shino mimokum lemokum mipino lepino mechaverim bechozam, the poskim are medamed very much one to each other to hilchei seuda. So mele, and this is the anoge, I know by a poor choshev people, this is the anoge again. So I say like this, the moshel, in the dining room, if the oilam eating together, like, you know, a meal that the oilam are together, so for sure it's called iniach miktas chaverim. So I'm saying, then the moshel, luyatsuya, I don't know if they have it in the main together. But luyatsuya, so then if the oilam and the moshel go out, it's a sach leichto, the moshel, we have some chevre. You know, your yeshiva eats together. They're eating together. So then if some go out to wash and some stay inside, so I'm saying, the moshel, they got the chasna holes, they got the chutzlos, they got the camps. When you have such a matzav, not to let everyone to leave, to let some people sit in the seat, the oilam wash outside, when they come back, so then, but again, the moshel, in these chasna holes, in these places, a guy divide, when the oilam are hanging outside, he decides to go around all different places, you know, to see what is going around the bungalows. Then avadis, it could be a shayla when he comes back, it could be a shayla that he lost his kiddush.
That doesn't help. That other people remain?
What?
If people remain, if people stay back, it doesn't help. That doesn't help.
I said, if people help, could be it will help. I don't know. I'm not saying to use it for a cooler. I'm saying in the coolers that people anyway are using, but Rabban and Lemaisa, we say, Mechlai Yisrael do it. So, Bemele, to be Semech on that, to do this. But I'm saying, it's time to go, you have to know Zaloch, you have Kiddush Mokim Sukkah. This is one Chelek. Now, it's the second Chelek, though. What Tesis brings down, that he told them, you know, Kiddush Mokim Suda. So Rav told them, because Kiddush is a Mokim Suda, so eat by me before you go back to your place, because if you go back and you lost Kiddush, you will not have a Kiddush Mokim Suda. Zok Tesis in Kuf Aleph and Psochim. Te'imu midu, nira de'ainu te'im aslechem, k'da amri ha'paragim ha'deshvus, כדי אמרי אינשן, ניתו עם מידי ואוזים, ואימויל מיני תרגים או להשלים, what בזוינס helps, היינו דווקא בסוד השלישיס, אבל לא בסוד הסערביס ושחריס, שהם איקר כמו את שבס, and סוד הסערביס ושחריס doesn't help. So במילה, he told him to eat bread. ונזה יזוק את הראש. So when you see the ראש, it's משמע, that to have קידוש מוקים סודו, you have to have bread. The tour brings down in Simon Reisha and Gimel. Kosma Agoyne. Hode Amrinen en Kiddush Elo Mokim Seuda en Tzorich Sheigmo Shom Kol Seuda Soi El Afilu Ochal Dovor Muet O Shoso Kois Yain Shechayo Olo Brocho Yotzoi De Kiddush Vegoyme Seuda Soi Bemokim Acher.
You don't have to finish the meal here. You can finish the meal somewhere else. But you have to eat here epis, not fruits.
Mashma mezoinus is okay.
So ashkofa rishoyinu machlekes. The tastes in the Rosh say you have to eat pas. The geoinim said you don't have to eat pas. You can eat mezoinus here and finish the sunnah b'maki macha. Zog de b'siyosef. Yeah?
אין להכריח שהתייסס והראש חולקים על סבור הזו. לכו, and the Russian tasis says, you have to eat bread, if not, it's not a kiddush mokim suda.
נראה דהיינו תימסלחם דווקא. איקה למימה, דלוי כוספו כן משום kiddush mokim suda. Stam, they said that you have to eat bread for Suda Shabbos. What Taisa says that they told him to eat bread. He didn't mean to tell him to eat bread al Skiddush Mokim Suda. He told him to eat bread because if you don't eat bread, you do not eat Suda Shabbos. Very shvel. Very shvel. Aber, after the Messiah Yosef thinks that it's very shvel, so he decides anyway, la aloche to Paskin. He brings down Simon Reisha and Gimel. Kosma Geoinim. הודה אין קידוש מוקים סודה, אפילו אוכל דוב או מועט או שוסו כס יין, שחי ברוכו, יוצא אין קידוש מוקים סודה. וגם אם הסודה זה מוקים אחר, אבל פיירס לא.
But if he says, the Moel can make Kiddush and, you know, drink the Koishel Yain. So here we have the Achroe. If the Bis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, like the Geoinim, that it's enough to have a Kiddush Mokim Suda from Mezoinus, and from Minim, as I said, the Mishneh Brura. Hainu, al kol b'shur kezai, shechayu lo bocha achroinu. Frank de Welt, as I kash. The Tesis and the Rosh is Mashmah, you have to have Pas. Ein Shailu. The Rashbo in Perek Ches de Brocha says, Ein Kiddush Mokim Sudo, Elo bepas. Talmid Rabbi Yoine say that in Lel Shabbos you have to eat pas, not because you have to eat really pas. You could eat mezonos like shalashudas, but as kiddush mokim suda you have to eat pas. So the Taisa holds you have to eat pas, the Rosh holds you have to eat pas, the Rashba holds you have to eat pas, the Rabbi Yoine holds you have to eat pas. Zog the Prishe, the Geonim also hold that you have to eat pas. The Geonim never said Kiddush Mokim Suda, you could eat Mezoinus. The Goyim said like this, you could start with Mezoinus. I'll read the Loshna Goyim. Ein Kiddush, Afilu Ochal Muet, Oishoso Kois Yayim, Ve Goymer Suudosoi Bemokim Acher. You do Mezoinus, and Val Mezoinus Tzrichim Brocha Bimekoimom, and you finish the meal Bemokim Acher, so it's like one big meal. But we don't have a Mokir, that Kiddush Mokim Suda could be Mezoinus. So again, the Shulchan Aruch, and the feed away the Mishneh Brura learns the Shulchan Aruch, Kiddush Mokim Suda could be Mezoinus. We said Tesis in the Rosh say pass. Rabbi Yehuda says pass. The Rashba says pass. The Prisha says that the Tur never said it. Man, the Shulchan Aruch also never said it. Oh, the Mishneh Brura learns like that. Mishneh Brura himself says, Kosva Agoyim, ובספר מייס רב, כוסף שהגרו, הגוי מביר נח, בקידוש היום, לא ימקדש אלו מוקים סודה גמורו, ולא ימין יתרגימה. Or מפס. So made it the מחמירים, say like this, the goyim said, you have to have קידוש מוקים סודה. Pass. Tesis Rosh Rashba Rabin Yehuda say, you have to have pass. לפי the Prisha, the Torah also said, you have to have pass. Who is Maker? The Mishneh Brura. Bemele, the Welt is makpid. A lot of shroom people are makpid. Not to have kiddush mezoinus. They have only kiddush al pas. But we see another reason. This is one reason you see the choshev people are makpid not to have kiddush al mezoinus. But a lot of people are not. What's coming to me? We have a lot of not choshev people kiilu. So ganz klar is do kiddushim, yeah. So the Welt says like this. Mishneh Brura. Baruch Hashem, we can say what's that, yeah? As a chakira, Ramosha Feinstein was the father of this chakira. Ramosha was a very big maker. This is what Rabbi David says. I'm saying, I didn't see it inside. Rabbi David says that is. Ramosha, the Gemara says, how you learn Kiddush Mokim Suda? The chesiv, v'korosu la Shabbos oinek. B'mokim sh'ata koira oinek, shom, b'mokim sh'ata koira la Shabbos, shom tiya oinek. Now, it's not medin Kiddush. The Suda needs a Kiddush. Ramesh wanted in the Chadash, if I make Kiddush and I have a shtickle oinig, it's good. He would eat like some chips. Now he says, yes, another aloch. The Suda needs a Kiddush. So when he came home again, he made another Kiddush. The first Kiddush, you're not Yoitza Kiddush. But you're allowed to do the Kiddush. Not that you're not Yoitza Kiddush, Mokim Suda. The Suda needs a Kiddush. In the Medayg Lashon HaGemorah, the Gemorah says, Rav, when he changed from place to place, it was the whole Gemara. Rav made Kiddush, and he changed to a different place, Shmuel, so he made Kiddush again. So, was with Bochel of Atola in the first Kiddush? No, he made one Kiddush, now he wanted to change. The new Mokim is Mechayev a new Kiddush. Yeah, it's Kimat Shuchanov, Mishnah Zay.
Drinking.
No, without drinking. Without drinking. So, Mele, Ramosha said like this. Could be time. For the aloch of Kiddush Mokim Suda, we say mechan the mezoinus. But we machmir again before the Suda Shabbos to do Kiddush again. And this is kimat every choshev and talmid chochem knows this chumre, that even if you yoytze Kiddush in a mezoinus Kiddush, you do again Kiddush before the Suda. What is the Revach? I want to explain. The Revach is like this. First, the feed the goyim, kiddush makim suda. So chotsh said, I ate, but chotsh to be eating the goyim. They say rosh, rash be rabin yeir. Yeah, it's only by brag often. Why not? Second of all, we said the feed of Moshe. Every time kiddush makim suda, it's two halachas. So maybe I could make kiddush in the morning early, and the zaynus the feed of Moshe, but the suda has to have a kiddush. Chumra number three, what you marviach by day? What is the avera to eat before kiddush? The Rambam passes, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. The Ravid said, by day, there's no Isol to eat before Kiddush. By night, there's the Isol to eat before Kiddush. By day, it's Kiddush to Rabbono, they never answered. They stayed in Ravid. So, Bemele, so when I eat Mezoinus, I'm eating before Kiddush. I'm saying, I'm the Ravid. No. Betzir of Reboisha, Betzir of Mishnebura, I'm saying, I'm the Ravid. But the Gavid, the Aloch of Kiddush, Mokim Suda, I don't want to be saying, I'm the Ravid. So, if you're asking if I'm allowed to do Kiddush on Mezoinus, yeah, I have Reb Moshe, I have Mishneh Brura, and then I have a Ravid, the most, it's not Kiddush, so what? But b'meile, legabi the Suda, I'm makbid and I make another Kiddush to be yoytze the Suda. So, shalosh midasim. The machmirim only do Kiddush on HaPas. The b'neteire do another Kiddush before the Suda. And the Amoy Naam just go to Kiddushim and eat and don't do another Kiddush. This is the mice. No, if you find out, I'm saying, I said to someone, the matter of the shiurim is to go duch sugya and to know that Chaim Shmuel Levitz exalted alamol, but Daphne zayin ager. It doesn't have to be a ger. You have to know what normal chumras, from which stam the chumras, from which stam the right analogous, but it's duch the sugya. Now, there's another reason not to eat, to make kiddush on mezainis, is a mishne brure. This is a different aloche. And Reisha, and before, Mishnah Berurah says like this. It's an aloche Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat before Minah Mincha V'lamala, Sudek Doilo. But a Sudek Tana, you're allowed to. Zog the Mordechai, you're allowed to eat a Sudek Tana till the Zman of Nacht. When Nacht came, you're not allowed to eat nothing. Not only because the Isur to eat before Kiddush, it's the Isur to eat Kedei Sheyoichal Sudah Shabbos L'Tehore. Like we know, Arif Sochim also Le'achol Sheyich Lamatzah Le'tove. And Suda Shabbos only Suda Gdoilo. This is Koydem Azman. Mishihigia Azman. Well, Mishihigia Azman Kiddush by night. You're not allowed to eat. Afilu Suda Ketano. This is Zogdim Mishnebur. The Mordechai. I want to read the Loshen. Veda. V'hod elei kaimel on ki rab yudah sh'osu lecho ulish min amincha v'lamalo kada sh'ikonis ha'shabes hu rak j'ein lehachmir olo b'boid yoyim mishum chshash de letovoyim aber kshigi hazman sud ha'shabes גם רבי יוסי מויד המצווה לאכול בתאובן. ואם כן, כיוון שעיקר הסודו לחם, אין לאכול גרמיזו, או ישר מן המזוינס, קודם כדי שיהיה תואב לאכול. וכמו מן המנחה ולמעלה. והנה במקום עשינו, רדין, שהמינו כשנוגלים, נוהגו האילום להוקל בשחריס, כדס הדרכי מוישה, ואויך למין המזוינס לאחר קידוש, קודם הסעודו. ואין בשוכנו של הגרש שישב המינק שאין למחויס ביד המקילים אין למחויס against the קידושי ומכל מקום יש אנשי מייסה שמחמירים לעצם מוקם דאפשר קדס המוקן אברום ותקב אחר הקילו שנויתים לידיים ואורכים על הפס ואורך להם הכל בתך הסעודו וחלקוסה בספר שוכן הצישיתים ועל כל פונים Nochin lehadr sheloy lemale kreisoy lemosh some people chas v'sholem sevchon to these achim v'sharachilas kainim sunas apas. So again, shalom machal. This is the Chofetz Chaim behelem that is a problem bichlal without pas. Behelem shuchnocha degro tisarosh Rashbo. Even if it's not idiot to make a pas, zog the mishnebura ze isur toid mazoynus. An shemaisa hamachmir. Even if you don't want to be machmir, you can't eat a lot. If you eat a lot in Kiddush, you're over on the Isur, he says.
Even
if it's not Mazayas? Yeah, the Mal is Kreiser, yeah. So when I was a bocher, I went to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and I told him I wanted to make a mechor by my father, to make my father to stop to eat, make Kiddush. So he told me, listen carefully, he told me. Don't change your father, but now mekabel yourself, at the time you're married, you have to do it. So after Shazama told me, so I hope can bring it. Tell me, you want to machmir on him? I'm telling you, you make kavod on yourself. You have to be machmir as Mishnebura. So I'm just explaining, Shazama lo yabach. But I'm saying, it's like no chabot. To have to say the radvori. I'm not saying that it's a issue. But a person has to know, is the Indian not to have a kiddush on mezainus? The mokir is one biur aloch and simen resh mem tes. And Reisha and Gimel, the Gro Meister Rav, and then Shulchanoch, Tesis Rashba Veroi. Even the people that do, is the Indian to have another Kiddush B'Shas Nesud. These are the halachas. Yad Reina, V'Tach Malein, V'Asutan Lemais.